Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. There's opportunities all around us to be kind for the sake of being kind. But the fact of that matter, that you may be entertaining an angel, to me, raises the level of expectancy that I want to walk just on high alert, you know?
It does. It does, doesn't it? You know, if you think the person who's handing me the coffee at the coffee shop today could be an angel, it forces you to be a little more thoughtful, doesn't it?
It sure does. And, you know, you hear in scripture is clear, you know, not to worship angels. And you hear sometimes where people are making such a deal out of angels that it's kind of creepy and it's weird. And, you know, it's not exactly biblical. But I think in effort to correct, the majority of Christians don't even really want to explore this. But the idea of scripture does mention their existence. And so a healthy perspective, I think, is what you're sharing here, is to be aware that we're not alone. And God does, when we pray, He moves and He mobilizes angels to work on our behalf. I mean, that's an amazing thought, isn't it?
The two words that I think are always applicable when it comes to angels, many and mighty. There are many of them. In the book of Revelation, the Apostle John talks about seeing 10,000 times 10,000 times 10,000. I take that as a superlative to say there are too many to count. Angels everywhere. And so there are many, many angels, and they're mighty. The image of angels is being, you know, kind of weak with chiffon wings. It's kind of nice in a gift store, but I think a real understanding of an angel is that this being is strong and capable of protecting and fighting off evil forces. It will be angels who cast the devil down into the pit. You know, they have strength about them, and they are mighty, and they are always victorious. There's some intriguing stories in the Bible, you know, of angels fighting evil forces. The story of Daniel, when the archangel was trying to reach Daniel, and he said, "I was detained," but he was detained in the battle for 21 days, he said, "and before I could reach you." And that suggests to us that there really are battles that take place between angels and demonic forces. You know, I don't think we should go wacko on this theme and try to see an angel under every rock, but we really can take assurance that these angels are near and that they are sent by God to protect and encourage us.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.